Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, March the 15th, 2021, halfway through the month of March, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, don't forget, coming up after this show today, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then Voices of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 p.m. till 5 p.m., and the Mike Wilson Show today, 5:10 p.m. till 6 p.m., and we're streaming live on the internet, WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and listen to us anywhere in the world, which I do now on the Google Nest. Hey, Google, turn on WWGH, and there we are. Now, this is something I don't think we've ever done before, so this is going to be a lot of fun. Well, that remains to be seen, but it's going to be something. This past weekend, there was a big wrestling event over at Harding here in Marion, and it didn't happen last year because of the pandemic, so this year it was back in full swing, and we had somebody on the ground over there covering this. So we will turn it over to that person right now, Abby Umali, here covering... Hey, I got the first name right.
Oh, my goodness.
I figure that's what I'm going to call you from now on, because I will always butcher your name, and you get angry when I don't say your new name. So I figure Abby Umali, I can always remember.
Yeah, but she exists. This person actually exists.
She does. She does.
And I'm not her.
You're not her.
No.
No. So what would you like me to call you?
Abby's good.
Just Abby.
I mean, the last name Chase is really hard to butcher, but we'll go with
No, it's
Abby.
Not. It's not about butchering it phonetically. It's about butchering it memory-wise.
Okay.
Because, you know, that wasn't your name when I met you, and I don't even remember ever using the name when I met you that often.
No, probably not.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So that's why it's just hard to remember.
Huh.
Like the person who normally comes in here with you, Michelle, she's had the same name forever, plus it's the same last name as the pastor who's on here, so I can remember that.
Okay. I mean, but you would think after like a year and a half, though.
But your name hasn't been that for a year and a half.
No, it hasn't. But you never even called me by my last name the last time.
No, but see, in my defense, one of your relatives is somebody who I went to school with.
Right.
So I was familiar with that name.
Okay, on to wrestling.
Is this your show? So you don't see now. That's not how that works.
Well, you're just gonna butcher my name and. You know.
No, I don't want that to ever come off as me trying to be purposefully rude.
Oh.
Because truthfully, I've butchered your first name a few times.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Abby's so difficult to remember. It's usually Ashley.
I don't think it's that. I think, you know, your brain gets going so fast and you're trying to introduce people. And for some reason, when I introduce, it's never when you're alone, but it's always when I'm mentioning you with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it's usually Michelle, who I'm mentioning you with, or doing an introduction. For some reason, it comes out Ashley, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
It's like the synapse. But I have done that. And we have a person on record to say this. I've done that when you have not been around.
Yes, I know.
It's not something I do on purpose just when you're around to try to, like, upset you.
That doesn't make it better.
Okay.
Okay.
In any event, tell us about the event, first of all. What was it? What was it called? What was it about?
Well, it was a Division III state wrestling tournament. Usually, all divisions are held at the Schottenstein Center, of course, Division I, II, and III. But the pandemic, you know, kind of crushed that. Last year altogether, and then this year it kind of changed the way that it was ran. So, but I think everyone was there. They were happy to be there, happy to actually have our state wrestling tournament. It's obviously what they work for all year long. So,
now is this like the big end to the wrestling season?
This is it. This is like
this was
the pinnacle.
Big thing.
Yeah.
Now, how do we get to where we're going? In because I know about baseball and
sure.
I know about football and basketball, but I'm not sure how that breaks down with wrestling.
It's kind of the same. Like they'll start, they have a, you know, have their regular season, and then everyone qualifies for regionals. So then the top four wrestlers in each weight division. So for Division III, I think there were four regional tournaments, and then the top four wrestlers from each of those four regions move on to the district tournament. I think there's also, I don't know, how many district tournaments there are, but Division III has districts as well. The top four wrestlers from those then move on to state.
Now, this is per school. Or weight class.
Weight class, yeah. So top four wrestlers in each weight class. So you may only have one school may only send one wrestler in the end. Some schools don't send any wrestlers on to each state, each tournament. It just depends on who qualifies. It becomes individual for wrestling and not team at the regional division, right?
Now, is wrestling really a team sport?
Well, it is in the sense some of their meets are duels, so they're wrestling for a team. One of the teams win. They get points for each match won at each weight. You're smiling at me. Am I making it like clear as mud?
Yeah, it's clear as a bell.
So,
but
right.
No, I'm just curious because I don't know a whole lot about what do they call this? I mean, because there are different types of wrestling. For a long time, I think it was called Greco-Roman.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's called something different, isn't it?
I think this is folk style, I think.
Folk style?
I think so, yeah. I mean, because then, like, there's like, freestyle and, like, Greco, yeah.
Folk style.
Right, why are you laughing?
Like, let me get an index card to write that down. This was folk style wrestling.
I think so, yes.
As more of, like, not classic wrestling or not, you know,
right,
contemporary.
Correct. I think that's what it's actually called.
It was folk style.
In high school, I think that's what it's actually called, yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Where does that name come from?
I have no idea.
But you've heard people refer to it as folk style.
Well, I actually kind of got schooled on that a little bit this weekend. Now, you know, my stepsons have done wrestling different styles, you know, over the years, like last summer or whatever, not this past because of pandemic stuff, but before that. So I knew there was different styles, but I didn't know exactly what it was. But I overheard someone saying, because actually at this tournament, there was a girl who made history in wrestling.
Oh, really?
A young lady, yes, was there. And her coach and father was sitting in front of me, and he said that she was switching to freestyle. She'll be wrestling no more folk style. So apparently that was the difference.
So what's the difference between freestyle and folk style?
No clue. I think you're allowed to do different things. Like, I think in freestyle, you can do more like throwing stuff. I mean,
throwing other
opponents.
The mat, you can just throw the mat at
them. You know, I think you can lift, you know, do more of that stuff. And in high school, there's not a whole lot of that.
Oh, okay. Well, this is interesting. So there are girl wrestlers.
So there are, yes. I mean, it's a little different now. Even in the last few years, there's schools that have all girl wrestling teams. So now there's like a girls state tournament as well. Around in Marion, there's some, like, you know, my other kids go to River Valley Pleasant, didn't have any girl wrestlers, but my son that goes to River Valley, he wrestled, and then we had two girl wrestlers. One actually competed at the state level. So,
see, I would think that would be difficult because, and I've interviewed, I can't remember what her name was, but a few years ago, the first girl wrestler from Harding came on. I can't remember her name. But I interviewed her, and I remember thinking, and I think we probably talked about it on the air, that that's very difficult because men just tend to be stronger than women. And this seems to be, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of, there's a technical aspect to wrestling, but there is a lot of strength. I mean, you've got to hold somebody and do whatever you need to do there. So I think a girl would be at a disadvantage there. And I also think that just certain genetic things that would be going on to how these people dress on the wrestling mat. Is it on the mat?
Yes, on the mats. Well, so this girl in particular, I've seen them wear singlets, and they just wear like little like tight shirts underneath them, so they're sort of like sleeved or even like tank top style. But she wore like a it was more like a t-shirt and like shorts, but her team did that as well. So she actually had two brothers that competed in the weight classes just above her. So it was pretty interesting. Yeah, so she made history. She actually placed sixth in the boys' state tournament. She won the girls' state tournament.
So there's a girls' tournament.
There is, yes.
Okay.
Yes. There was, and I don't know how recently that started. Hasn't always been that way. I'm sure growing up she didn't have that. She's a senior this year, so I'm sure most of her life she competed, you know, against boys versus girls. But yes, there was. There has been the last few years, at least.
So wrestling teams wrestle all season long, and then they send people to regionals by weight class.
Yep. I mean, once you get to being in the regional tournament, everyone on your team qualifies to go to the regionals. And then from there, it's the top four in each weight class, not per school, per division.
So what division are the Marion schools in? Are the schools in different divisions?
Oh, yes. So, like, in, like, Pleasant, Elgin, Ridgedale, Mount Gilead, those are all Division III. They would have wrestled this past weekend at Marion Harding. River Valley is Division II. They actually wrestled at Highland for their state tournament. And then, of course, Marion Harding's Division I. I think they were at, like, Hilliard Derby for their state tournament.
So now how do you win to get to the tournament that happened this past weekend?
Score more points? What do you mean?
Well, now, how do you score?
Oh, there's
for people who have never been to a wrestling match in their life.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely not, like, a professional about that yet. There's different moves. Like, obviously, there's points you earn, like back points you earn if you hold them in a certain position and show control for a length of time. You know, you score 2 points if you're kind of down and then you reverse, like get a reversal. It's 2 points. There's different ways to score points, or you can just pin them.
Now, who does the scoring? Is it the referee?
The referee, yep. At the state tournament, there was 2 referees on the mat for each match. So, yep. And then they had like a table at each mat that was composed of referees this time, not like high school workers or something.
Now, for people who watch the big time wrestling, what is a pin in folk style wrestling?
What do you mean? Like, so they were...
I mean, do you like roll... You know, we watch the big time on Monday night, and it's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
so what do you do here at this style of wrestling?
Kind of the same thing. I mean, the ref isn't quite so animated as they are on, you know, WWE type wrestling.
So this is not WWE type.
It's definitely
nobody
not.
Nobody slides in with a chair or anything.
No. Yeah. But I mean, you know, same idea. You have to hold, like, their shoulders flat or whatever for however long. Sometimes I feel like refs take longer than others, but...
Like, is it a consistent count? Because I think you want a consistent count.
Maybe, but sometimes, like, when they're squirmy, you know, and the guy's squirmy and not quite held tight, that's when I get confused. I don't know if he's actually counting to 3, because sometimes it feels like he's counting to, like, 30, but, you know.
Now, would you say there were a lot of injuries? Have you heard of a lot of injuries?
I think this weekend there was quite a few injuries. I mean, more than I've seen at any other wrestling tournament.
Now, what is a common injury on the mat?
Well, there's a lot of bloody noses. I mean, not that that takes them out of the game, but they have, like, I think a minute of blood time where they have to get it under control and get back on the mat or else they're done. We had an elbow injury this weekend that, you know, ended his season, which is a little disappointing. And I think an ankle injury, when I heard one of the wrestlers had to forfeit his next match for an ankle injury. So, yeah.
Now, during the pandemic, because this did not happen last year, right?
Right. It was actually canceled, I think, like on the evening before, or like the day before it was supposed to take place, which was just devastating.
So during the pandemic this year, were they taking people's temperatures? Because obviously you're not wearing a mask when you're competing, I would not think.
No, not competing. I think they are supposed to do like self-assessments, you know, make sure that they had the typical things like no fever, hadn't been exposed, all of those types of things. A lot of schools did spend time in quarantine. Because, you know, once you're wrestling someone, if a wrestler from one of the schools that you wrestled was exposed or becomes positive, then it affects you and possibly your whole team. So, yeah, I mean, they had a lot of adversity this year for sure.
So now when it comes to, like, just in general, keeping things clean, like the mats and all that, how do they do that?
They use a spray. I don't know, between, like, rounds, however long it is. I don't know rounds, I guess. They'll spray it down, and then they use, like, wide flat, like almost like a Swiffer type mop, you know, and like
a Swiffer.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's something like that. It's bigger, but it's disinfects the mats. Yeah, individual schools, I'm sure, do their own protocols. But
so now, how were the brackets set up this past weekend? When you got there in a weight class, how many matches would you have to win to place in this tournament?
So you have to win 2. There's 6. It's a 16-man bracket. Top 8 move on to Sunday, which was they placed the top 8. So you could have won if you won your first 2 matches on Saturday, then you're automatically move on. You don't wrestle anymore. If you won your first one, lost your second one, you had the chance to wrestle a third. If you lost your third, you were done. If you won, you moved on to Sunday. So you had to win 2 matches to place.
So how long does a typical wrestling match take place if it goes the distance?
They're 2-minute periods. So 6 minutes.
3 periods.
Yes.
Okay. Are there breaks between periods?
No, not really. I mean, a few seconds.
So you have how many wrestlers living with you?
I have 3 wrestlers living with me, 2 that competed at the state level yesterday or Saturday and Sunday.
So you have seen preparation.
I have.
Yeah. What goes into preparation for a big event?
they practice all the time. I mean, they lift weights, you know, they're very disciplined. They have to, you know, watch their diets and all sorts of things. There's a lot that goes into it because they're, you know, constantly have to make weight. And luckily, the ones that live in my house don't have to, like, cut a lot of weight a lot of times. You know, they are pretty much wrestling at their healthy body weight. But it's always a challenge to make sure you don't gain that extra pound or, you know, eat something crazy that weighs a lot. But yeah, it's they work out every day. They practice. They sometimes 2 to 3 days a week, they go to Columbus for practice in the evening after they've already practiced. So it's a lot. They put a lot of work into it, a lot of dedication. So they're very, very well deserving.
You know, it's interesting. I would think, you know, if you're playing football or you're playing basketball mm-hmm. or you're doing baseball, you know, you have the major leagues in all those sports and you probably emulate and hope you're going to end up, a lot of people do, hope they're going to end up in those spots.
Sure.
Now, with wrestling, I mean, there's an Olympic thing.
Right.
But what's the major leagues? Who do you emulate? Who's the people in the folk wrestling that you look up to and you say, that's the guy?
You know, I don't know. In my house, I hear a lot about, you know, there's national champion wrestlers that were that way in college. You know, the boys could all name them. I am not good at that. But
college wrestling.
Yes. I mean, obviously the goal in my house is to wrestle, earn scholarships, you know, help pay for college. That's their goals, I think, you know, to be college wrestlers.
Now, don't a lot of these amateur wrestlers, as funny as it seems, don't they end up in the professional wrestling?
I don't know. Do they?
I mean, that's what I've heard.
I honestly, I haven't watched like WWE stuff since probably like college.
Well, I don't really sit around watching it either.
So I haven't kept up a lot, but.
Oh, but you were watching a lot in college.
I remember watching. I mean, it's not that I was like my thing then, but I remember watching it.
Between gum swaps, you were watching WWE.
That was high school.
Oh, okay. Well, but it's interesting because I do think that, you know, those guys clearly cannot not have any background in some kind of sport.
I mean, I think, yeah. I think some of the wrestlers probably transition as they get older and do, like, MMA stuff or start fighting different ways because, you know, MMA is a lot of, like, wrestling stuff, too. So.
Oh, so is there a correlation there?
Maybe. I think for some people, they like that. I mean, you have to get into the more, you know, not that you don't get hurt in wrestling, but I mean, obviously we're getting punched in the face with MMA stuff. It's a little different than wrestling on the mat.
Now, do you think the young kids look toward MMA?
I don't know. Like, I've heard the boys talk about it. Obviously, we, like, that's not a, I think that's deterred a little bit in our house. But, you know, I think that some people have that as a goal. I mean, because you're right. Like, where do you go after that? Like, if you wrestle at the college level and you are a champion and you've fulfilled those goals, like, what do you do after that? Olympics, maybe. There's probably some other professional things you can get into. But.
Well, because it's not like most people will end up in the NBA or the NFL
right.
or MLB. But I think they look toward it. And they have, you know, their favorite player, and they have that sort. I don't know in wrestling, which is a big high school sport, I don't know who the, you know, what you do in that
right.
particular manner.
Right. I don't know. I mean, the boy's dad, my husband, did jiu-jitsu. He was a national champion jiu-jitsu.
Now, what is jiu-jitsu?
It's a different type of fighting.
Oh, it's another type of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Are there tournaments for that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a national champion.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
So there are all little things you can do.
Two-time. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's different routes they could go if they wanted to pursue that.
Now, you have, obviously, a son who's very involved in football.
I do.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think there's a different preparation, that there's a different competitiveness between sports like that and non-contact sports? Even though football obviously is contact, but you've got pads mm-hmm. on and you've got a team with you. It's much more team-oriented.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I definitely think there's, not that there's less pressure necessarily, but when you're the, you know, only one out on that mat to, you know, to win or lose, it's up to you. I think there's a lot of pressure there.
I would think so, because at that point, the team doesn't matter, does it?
Right. I mean, you're still wrestling for your team if you're, you know, if it happens to be a dual meet or whatever, not a tournament, but it's all individual. Sure, it goes against your record. You control what your record is. So, yeah, it's a lot of pressure, I think.
You know, when I go to an event like that, which is rare, but when mm-hmm. I am at an event like that, did you roll your eyes at me?
No,
I just did a little eye roll there.
I didn't.
See, I like to keep those things aware for people because this is radio. No,
I go to these events quite often because I have lots of boys. So,
why would I be at one?
I'm not downing it.
I'm just saying I'm not out there an awful lot in that arena.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, but when I have been to events like this in the past, what I like to watch, because I don't usually have anybody down on the field who I'm watching, I like to watch the parents' reaction.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So in wrestling, what is the parents' reaction?
Oh, I'm a crazy person.
You're crazy.
No, I don't like.
Well, I knew this already.
Scream and yell. So like,
I'm glad you finally admitted that. Let's write that down. As of 9:34 a.m. on March the 14th, you admitted you were crazy.
I will admit it. When my son was wrestling, just actually this year, I actually happened to be working the concession stand at the school during the meet, and it was his turn to wrestle, so I just walked in. I wrestled every move with him.
Now what does that mean?
I do the moves the whole time. Like, I can't
move back and forth.
I need to be sitting. I learned I need to be sitting watching him, not like up and walking and, you know, left to lots of room to roam, because then I'm, you know, I do, even when I'm sitting in the bleachers, I'm a little wiggly, but I had a couple of friends of mine that were there, obviously watching their kids and taking pictures of me on the sidelines because I was like very animated.
So you get into it.
I do. Oh, I do. Of course, it's your child. Like, you, yes.
But are most people like this?
I mean, I think so.
Apparently you have these people taking pictures of you because...
Well, they were directly across the gym from me, so they could see me.
Well, not that this is a bad thing, but where do you think that comes from? Your competitive nature?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. No doubt about that.
Now, this is a big thing in parenting, and I think this is a good conversation to have because you've got the standings here and all this, right?
I do, yes.
Well, we're going to get to this.
Okay.
So stay tuned. But it's interesting because I think that there is this big debate right now on how much do you encourage your kids to win, because most don't. There is only one winner. So do you put all that pressure on them to win when most likely they will not win every time, and then they feel bad when they lose? So it's a balancing act, I would think.
It is. I don't ever pressure my kids to win. I pressure them to do their best. If I see them not so much in wrestling or in, you know, football or whatever, if they're not committed, if their heart's not in it, then it's not something they should be doing. If they're going to play the sport, they need to give it their all the time. I mean,
so just do your best.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Now, what do you say when a child does not win?
Oh, I'm okay with them not winning. My boys are good losers. They really don't. They're not the kids that will. they're not sore losers. They still shake their opponent's hands. You know, I've definitely instilled that in them. If somebody played better than you and won fair and square, then, you know, learn from it and.
Now,
Try again next time.
Have you ever taken this note down for yourself?
Oh, stop. I am a gracious loser. I've said this before. I just don't lose often. That's all.
Mm-hmm. In any event, so this was a two-day event.
It was. It was a two-day event, yes.
When it went over at Harding. Mm-hmm. And we've got 23 minutes here, so I want you to run this down. Because there is something else I want to talk to you about before we're done here.
Okay,
but,
great.
But we want to get this in.
Okay.
Because you were there.
So should I just start locally?
Give us the report.
Okay.
This is the wrestling report from the big event that went on, finals, right?
Yeah, state finals.
State
of course.
Finals.
This is just Division III that was in Marion. So
Division III.
Yes.
This past weekend over at Hart. Oh, no, hold on. We're getting a report here.
Okay.
We got to take the call and then we'll come back. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, we have a wrestler. It is a match. We used to call it building character.
Yeah, when you lose, you build character. I think that's right.
Right. The next time you would go out, you remember what you did, and we always told kids, don't look at the ceiling. If you look at the ceiling, you're going to get pinned.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what do they say in Trek? That don't the energy that it takes to look back to see where the person is behind you is enough energy for them to pass you? I think they say that.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you're right.
My son wrestled from the time he was six up into college.
Now, was it called folk?
That's a lot.
Was it called folk wrestling in those days?
Well, the high school type wrestling is called Greco-Roman.
See, that's what I thought.
And they have tournaments during the summer, which is freestyle, where there's a lot of throws involved.
Right. See, yeah,
like,
freestyle.
Like fireman's carry, different things like that.
So, what is folk wrestling?
They have a, what is what?
What is folk wrestling? FOLK.
F-O-L-K. I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. But
I've never heard of that.
It's something. Maybe it's a new thing. Maybe it's a new term.
Freestyle, there's a lot of different moves. Greco-Roman is kind of what they call conventional wrestling. Mm-hmm. But freestyle, there's different moves like called the Fireman's Carry, and there's one called the Russian, another one called the Cuban, where it's different moves that are more skillful. But the Greco-Roman is basically what they call the classic style of wrestling that they've wrestled since the Roman days.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So Greco-Roman, you can't throw anybody.
Right. Because if you do, what the criteria is, if you make a throw, one of the opponent's feet has to be on the mat before he hits the mat.
Right.
If he's completely in the air, that means he's not in control of his body and he can be seriously injured.
Right. I think there can be like no separation completely between the two, the guy throwing
Correct.
And the one being thrown.
Correct.
He can't
Correct.
Just let go of him. Right. Right.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Right.
Well, I appreciate your input. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Well, there we go.
The high school wrestling is referred to. I had to Google it just to make sure because I didn't want to make the wrong report as I'm reporting. It is referred to as folk style wrestling.
Do we know why?
I don't. It just said that it's a style of wrestling practiced in 49 of the 50 states. It's essentially collegiate wrestling with a few modifications.
I wonder if it's an acronym.
It's like folk style, and this is all one word, so I don't know.
You got me. But this was the state championships.
It was, yes.
This past weekend at Harding.
It was.
Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
All right.
So we in Marion, if you just talk about the Marion schools. So the Marion schools that could have participated were Pleasant, Ridgedale, and Elgin. Pleasant was the only local school here in Marion that sent wrestlers to the Division III tournament. They sent five wrestlers and four of them placed. So that's pretty exceptional. Freshman Daxton Chase took eighth place. Freshman Julian Griffith took fourth place. Daxton was eighth place at the 113 weight class. Julian was fourth place at the 220 weight class. And then they sent three juniors, Carter Chase, CJ Smith, and Jonah Bibler. So Carter placed seventh at the 152 weight class. CJ placed eighth at the 160 weight class. And Jonah Bibler fell one mat short of placing. So he did not move on to Sunday. Are you totally lost right now?
No, I understand.
You're staring at me like you're totally
lost. No, I got it.
I got it. Yeah. So that's the local wrestlers. We also had Andy Williamson from Mount Gilead, who is a really great wrestler, and he ended up placing fifth and making, I think, Mount Gilead history. So it's pretty exciting.
So now, who were the first place people?
I don't know. I mean, I thought we were talking about our local wrestlers. So I can tell you. I just say I don't know because I don't know them personally. Do you want to hear the first? Okay.
No, it's fine.
So, now I do know in the 113 weight class. So, I told you about the girl who...
The girl?
She
is that Joanna?
Olivia.
Wasn't there a Joanna there?
No, Julian is a boy.
Oh, Julian.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. He wrestles for
Pleasant.
I have
a problem
Pleasant.
With names.
I told you the local wrestlers.
Right, but I thought I heard you say Joanna Bibler.
Jonah.
Jonah Bibler.
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 Is that easy for you to say?
I told you, it's a problem.
Jonah wrestles 195 for Pleasant. He's the one he fell one match short of being to move on to Sunday in place. So he did a really great job, though.
Okay, so when you finish like seventh mm-hmm. or something like that, mm-hmm. so there's six other people ahead of you.
Correct.
Right. Now, and this is how many? It's a 16 bracket tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 16 multiplied by 2 would give us 32, right?
What are you talking about?
16 brackets, two wrestlers in each bracket.
16 wrestlers total. So it's a 16 man bracket. So there's only 16 wrestlers.
Only 16 wrestlers.
This is the best of the best in each weight class. So the 16 best 106 pounders, the 16 best.
So not 16 brackets, 8 brackets.
Well, there's 14 weight classes.
All
and
right.
16 wrestlers in each weight class.
But they don't. You don't wrestle out of your weight class.
No, correct. Right.
So a tournament would be 8 brackets, 16 wrestlers, right?
Okay.
I'm just trying to get this down. So in each weight class, there are how many wrestlers competing?
16.
Okay, so there would be 8 brackets, because 2 wrestlers to a bracket.
Oh, if that's how you call a bracket. I don't really do that. Like, it's like a 16-man bracket, and then you go up from there. Like, they're a ranked wrestler, so, like, you know, 1 through 16, however they're ranked, and that's how they...
But do you know, like, if you win, who you're going to be facing? Is it bracketed
like...
Yeah,
it's based on who wins the match below you or whatever.
So there are brackets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 8 brackets, 16 wrestlers.
Sure. Yes.
Okay, that's all.
They move on from there. And then, like, as you lose, there's a loser's bracket, obviously, and those guys battled it out then. if you lost one on Saturday, you knew you were going for, like, 3rd through 8th place.
So if you finish 7th, you're about in the middle.
Of those 16, but you have to think, if they finish 7th, they've also...
But this is the state.
...ruled out, yeah. I mean, yeah. They've ruled out dozens and dozens of wrestlers leading up to that point. So it's pretty cool.
But to even get to the state tournament, I would think, is a big accomplishment.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, it's, you know, like the 16 in each weight class, and you have to think, it started out at the regional tournament, there's, you know, everybody can enter. Which is a lot of kids.
Right. So if you're 7th, which what we're really saying, if you finish 7th this past weekend, is that of your whole thing here, your whole weight class, you're 7th.
Yep.
Which is a lot of people.
Right.
Probably over 100.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they've narrowed it down to the top 4, you know, from 4 different regionals and 4 different districts. So, yeah.
I was just trying to make the distinction that, you know, like when you're in the Olympics, they do gold, bronze, and silver.
Sure.
So if somebody heard 7th, they might think, oh, that's, you know, you're a little ways back. But we're talking about hundreds of kids here is what this really is about.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, placing at state is huge. I mean, finishing top 8 is such an accomplishment.
So top 8 is when you place.
Yep.
So that would be like your, you know, do you get a medal or do you get a trophy?
They do medals.
They do medals.
Yep. And usually they, of course, you know, they had a modified podium because of, you know, social distancing requirements and things like that. But
don't you think once you're on the wrestling mat that the podium distancing really is kind of a moot point?
You know, we've kind of went over that because you're obviously standing next to guys that you've wrestled because they only do podium for your weight class. So more than likely, the other, you know, 6 guys on the podium with you, you've wrestled them. So we really couldn't wrap our heads around that. But, you know, it's just one of those things that don't really make sense throughout this entire pandemic. So
now, as far as crowd size, I'm sure it was dim because of pandemic rules. Mm-hmm.
It was less, you know, the gym was really crowded. I mean, more than what I expected. Of course, Harding did a good job at, you know, opening the space that they could. The balcony was open and on one side, but because there's 4 mats in the gym, only 1 set of bleachers was open. So there was really limited ticketing for that.
Well, that's interesting
because
that probably is difficult.
It is. It's tough. I mean, usually when it's held at the Schottenstein Center, and I've never had the privilege of going there to watch it, but I mean, it's a production. You know, there's like fireworks on the inside, and the boys really feel special for being there, and they do some really cool things. And of course, you're there with all 3 divisions, not just 1 division. So I think it was a little bit taken away from it not being held at a huge event like that and having, you know, all the bells and whistles. But again, after last year being canceled, I think all these boys were just happy to, you know, have a chance this year.
So what do you do if you place? Where do you go now?
You know, it just kind of, there's a state ranking system. So next year, you know, when you come out to be a wrestler again, if you are not a senior, you'll be ranked in the state. And it's honestly just a credit to you.
So now, just for the record here, you knew 2 people, stepkids, right?
My 2 stepsons, yep.
Yeah. Now, where did they place again? Point them out.
Carter is a junior, and he plays 7th place in the 152 weight class. And Daxton is a freshman, and he placed 8th in the 113 weight class.
Well, congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yeah, they did a great job. Well deserved.
Well, you know what? I would think, because that's a very hard sport, I would think. The other ones are team sports, so you can rely on your team somewhat, but this seems like a very full contact type of thing.
It is. I mean, it is. It takes a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work. Like I said, they are constantly, we have wrestling mats at home. So, you know, we have a whole basement dedicated to workout and wrestling. So
now at the event, did any of them get a bloody nose or an injury?
No, we were fortunate enough to not. We didn't have any of that. So Carter, he had, what, about 4 weeks ago, he suffered a little broken bone in his hand, which is one of those things that just has to heal. You know, it's not one of the things they can do surgery on or whatever. It's just one of those bones, one of the little bones that kind of has to heal. So he did battle that. That was a scare. But He worked through it.
Now, we've talked about how much you're into this sort of thing as a parent. How do the male parents react?
They're a little, probably a little, I don't know. I think it depends. It depends. My husband's a little calmer than I am in some aspects, or maybe just quieter. You know, maybe not as animated as I am. Maybe I'm a little more animated.
Because I always hear people shouting out things.
Yeah, no, well, they do that.
They're just shouting.
Right.
Now, at that point, I don't know that the kid can even hear, to be honest. I think they probably got other things on their mind.
It's hard and it's noisy. For my son, Owen, he has hearing issues anyway. So when he has his headgear on and the gym is loud, I mean, he can't even hear his coaches. So, you know, I'm sure some of the kids have that same issue. And they're focused. So I don't know if they always hear what parents are yelling. Although I think some also are kind of in tune to their parents' voice. So they probably hear it a little louder than others.
So you did see the first place wrestlers in these divisions though, right?
Oh, well, no, so last night it was a whole nother thing. I saw them,
but you saw them compete,
correct? Yes. So but at the end of the night last night, they cleared out the gym, and then like there was third through eighth place, but then if you made first and second place, it was really cool. I mean, it stung for everybody else, but they cleared the gym, and then first and second place got to go back in, and they were allowed to have eight people there to watch. So
when you were watching who you end up knowing won the tournament, mm-hmm. what would you say are the qualities in a wrestler to be first place in your division? What are they doing so good? What is it? Technique? Is mm-hmm. it endurance? Is it strength? What is it?
It's a combination. I mean, because you see the kids who maybe don't do as much like cardio and they get really gassed pretty quick. I get
that doing this show every morning, by the way.
Do you?
I don't do enough cardio before I come here in the morning, and I feel about, yeah. you know, about this time,
right.
I'm a little gassed.
Right.
It's about time to take for a nap.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, for my son, he did not compete this weekend, but for him, his biggest thing is strength. He needs to gain muscle. Owen needs to work harder. He needs to get stronger. He has some technique, and his cardio could always be better, but he needs to be stronger. And I think for the boys, you know, Carter and Dax, who wrestle all the time and practice all the time, they have great technique, and they have a great combination of all three, and I think that's why they wrestled at the level that they did.
Well, it's congratulations to them, because it's nice to have people in the district doing big things like this.
It was great.
And to finish that high up mm-hmm. on the score, I think, says a lot about the people. I always put a lot, no matter the sport, I always put a lot on the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you do have to have parents who make sure you get to practice, who make sure you do the things that are necessary. In the meantime, also doing your schoolwork to be active right. in school during this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's always, I think sometimes the parents get left out of these stories. Mm-hmm. And I think anytime somebody gets that high up, you gotta congratulate the parents.
Oh, for sure. I mean, my husband and the boys' mom, they have definitely dedicated years to, you know, taking these boys to tournaments. Kudos to both of them. I mean, they've done it since they were like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old. So they've traveled everywhere taking the boys to, you know, competitions and practices and camps and tournaments, and it's amazing. Yeah.
So after this year, do they continue on with this, or what do they do?
They will continue on. Yes. I mean, like, Carter's a junior, Daxton's obviously a freshman, but they will probably, I mean, if I had to guess, usually last summer was just not a great indicator, but the summer before that, they did a couple of camps, they did some tournaments, they do freestyle, did some freestyle wrestling in the summertime 2 summers ago. So, I mean, I definitely foresee this summer, if it's a little more typical, they'll be doing a lot of wrestling.
Now, do you think having another wrestler in the home, being brothers like that, that helps?
I think so. I mean, it's a healthy push, you know, I think. They have each other to wrestle, each other to bounce off of, each other to fight with sometimes, you know, let's be honest. But they're really good sports. They definitely encourage each other, even through the maybe, you know, disagreements they may have while practicing.
So now, you have never done any reporting like this in the past.
No, and I loved it.
Okay, well, so tell me what you learned from this particular occasion.
I don't know. What did I learn? So I took notes.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Down. You know what? How much time do we have left?
We've got 7 minutes.
So should I mention, even though we're at D3, you know, Division 3 tournament, we also, Marion also sent other wrestlers. Should we, even though they weren't our division, should I mention those? Because they did a really great job.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Harding was obviously Division 1, and they sent 120-pound Drake Cerny to the state tournament, and he ended up placing 8th. He had a default out of his last match due to injury, so he could have placed 7th, but due to injury, he placed 8th. And then River Valley sent Cooper Graham at the 220. He was division two at the 220 weight class. He fell short of placing, one match short of placing. But then senior Hayden Daniels took second place at state from River Valley. So it's pretty major.
Second place.
Yes. He was runner-up.
Oh, that's very nice.
Awesome.
And what school was that? What was his name again?
River Valley. Hayden Daniels.
Daniels. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's very good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Well, second place.
So Marion was, like, really well represented in the state wrestling tournaments this past weekend.
Well, you know, we've got five districts in Marion, which is uncommon.
That's true.
For a county.
That's true. And three of the five would have sent wrestlers. So that's pretty cool.
Well, it's interesting because this is something we don't hear a lot. Why do you think that wrestling really does not get much coverage? It's not like the other sports.
You know, I don't know. And you sense that even when you're in it. You know, it's not like once you're in it, you think, oh, they get a lot. But, you know, it was a little disheartening because, you know, in one of the newspaper articles just recently, they moved the, what, D3 basketball tournament to a college campus to allow for more spectators. And then here are boys still wrestling the state tournament at high school and could have two spectators. So that's a little disheartening because why couldn't they move to a bigger venue to accommodate more fans? So it's kind of little things like that where you see that they're not, I don't know if it's not taken seriously, but not treated equally maybe as other winter sports.
I would guess not. I mean, I remember being in high school and I remember when the basketball playoffs were going on or the football playoffs were going on or even the baseball playoffs were going on. There was a lot of attention paid. There were pep rallies and things like that. I don't ever remember a pep rally for wrestling. There might have been.
Right.
But I don't remember it.
I don't either. For the boys this past week, I think on Friday they did like a clap out of school, like kind of cheer them on when they left as far as that goes. And Marion City Police Department offered a police escort to both teams, River Valley and Pleasant, as they left and headed out of town. So that was really cool. I mean, there was some community support, I think, within the school district, you know, their communities. But yeah, I agree that it's kind of one of those strange things that maybe isn't fair.
Well, I don't know. I'm just not sure what the difference is.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't, because you would think, obviously, there's not as many fans as even in a normal season, there's not as many fans as a football game. But it's a pretty big thing. There's a lot of fans at wrestling meets. You think it would bring in quite a bit of money, and they'd still do concessions and things like that. So
what did you learn from your first? You're not going to get out of this question.
I mean,
what did you learn?
I think I'm
reporting.
I think I'm going to make a future as a reporter.
Oh, really?
I think
this is a whole new career for you.
I mean, could I be like the, you know, WDGH like liaison reporter for like sports?
Yeah, we could
wrestling?
Arrange that. Sure.
I mean, I could do that, right?
Well, I think you probably could. I think this is probably allowable. So you had a good time doing this.
I did. It was a lot of fun. I mean, of course, being there and being able to watch was wonderful. I thank you for that. You know, it wasn't easy to get into these tournaments. This season has been a challenge with spectators. There was events that parents weren't allowed to go to at all. I mean, they had tournaments on Saturdays and they offered, you know, tickets to zero spectators. So it stunk. So then competing at a state tournament and only allowing two per wrestler, it's hard. It was hard on them.
Usually, see, I did not know this. I did not realize these restrictions had been put in place.
It was, yeah. And then they even took kind of, they did try to, you know, break it up a little bit. So the lighter weights wrestled in the morning. They cleared the gym. The heavier weights, you know, second half of the weight divisions wrestled in the afternoon, which would allow, you know, a whole new set of fans versus if they were all competing at the same time. That helped a little bit. But, of course, then it's still the same scenario. So two per wrestler. And, again, you hate to complain when they're actually getting to compete versus last year. So
did you write this report while you were there, or did you just compile this like last night knowing you were coming in here this morning?
Yeah, I mean, I did a little bit of both.
Little column A, little column B.
Yeah, correct.
You didn't have your little like tape recorder or your phone, an audio recorder on your phone, stuffing stuff in there to remember?
No, I didn't. I didn't take notes that way. We did have like a program that had, you know, the brackets and things that I could keep up with. But yeah. I mean, I learned lessons. See, there I go. I learned I should, but I think I recorded.
You could have brought audio.
Well. I think I did have audio. I mean, the best is the video. Like, did you ever get the video I sent you?
No, you sent me a video. Goodness. What was that? I thought it was just one of some, like somebody falling down again.
Yeah, it
and
was.
I thought, you know, I'm just
So as you know, I mean, one of my favorite things in the whole world is watching people fall down. I don't care. If I'm having a bad day, I'll Google people falling down videos. It's just me. I can't handle it. And at a match at the district tournament last weekend, a referee
fell down.
He fell down.
And you videoed this.
During the match. And I, so I mean, I was not the one videoing it. Happy caught on video. But then, of course, I had to get a copy of that so I could.
This poor referee.
Oh, he was fine. I mean.
How did he fall down?
I think he was walking backwards. And I think his foot stepped off the mat a little bit. But he did a whole, like, you know, fell straight to, you know, his back. And his legs went straight up in the air. And it was kind of a little...
Was this an older person?
A roll move. I mean, I don't know. Like, he wasn't, like, 85-ish old. But, you know, he was, like...
Good.
He was, like, I don't know, probably, like, my dad's age or something like that.
Old, then?
Like, 60s, maybe? I don't know.
Well, you don't want a 60-year-old man falling down.
He was
down.
A referee. Like, he was very fit and firm. He didn't, like, break a hip or anything when he fell.
He was fit and firm.
Yeah, like, he was fine. A little round, but he was good.
Uh-huh.
It's the best. It was great. Like, I'm sure, I don't know if he laughed at himself, but, like, he was okay.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to make mention that today, when the show's over, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 to 11 a.m., and Voice of a People today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. with Linda Sims, and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. And tomorrow morning, this month, we're moving up our monthly visit with the mayor to tomorrow because... we're going to get his reaction to the Judge Warner trial, and we are also going to talk to him about what has been going on with the $1.28 million that was mistakenly paid to the state, which we know now has been returned, but we're going to find out where that is in the process tomorrow morning. So the mayor will be with us a week early this month. It'll be tomorrow morning from 9:10 until 10 a.m. here on this station. Now, you'll be back, though, because we didn't... See, this took a whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to discuss, and we'll get Michelle in here on this at one point, the Dr. Seuss thing, not from the perspective of the band, but just why are these books not important? Because I imagine you've dealt with these books being in your profession.
I have, and I when my middle son was born, I decided to collect Dr. Seuss books, so I have quite a few. I love books, first
Green
of
Eggs
all.
And Ham?
I do. We have quite a few Dr. Yeah. Seuss books, so... I think it's crazy, but we can go from there.
Well, I just don't understand why, because I'm not, was there a list of why they were banned? What did the, because it's the family. It's not like a group telling mm-hmm. them not to put them out. It's the family who felt they were offensive. And I'm not sure, still, I didn't understand what the reasoning was.
I'm not sure either. And I think one of the things that I read, and I still really can't wrap my head around it, but that some of the, illustrations were found to be offensive.
I think that's true. I'd heard that too.
But I cannot think of one, and I've read quite a few. I cannot think of one illustration in any of those books that I found offensive. So
it's interesting.
Yeah.
So you'll be back.
Sure.
Okay. And we thank you for that report. That was great. Abby Chase.
Oh, look there.
See, I got it.
He said it.
I got it. See, I remembered it there. All right. And I will be back tomorrow morning, so don't stray too far from your radio. This is Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
MSNBC's Rachel Maddow has floated around the idea. So I guess, Senator Brown, if asked, will you serve?
I have no interest. I really don't. I love what I'm doing here. I'm very flattered by that. I appreciate anybody thinking that. But I really don't want to be vice president. I want to continue to fight for middle class in Marion and Mansfield and all over the state.
So no chance as you...
No interest. No chance.
No chance at all. Okay. Hey, well, that's a Sherman.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address... 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again at 3:15. Pertinent issues of the day,